Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you're here with me today. You know, we've been following God's people in the Old Testament. We followed Moses and his people as they left Egypt, and then we saw how God gave them the Ten Commandments. And now we're going to continue with their traveling in the wilderness. So put on your thinking cap and get out the listening ears, because here comes our story. Today's story is going to talk about the tabernacle. Now, you might wonder what the word tabernacle means. It's kind of a funny sounding word. The word tabernacle is used in several different ways. One of the ways it's used in the Bible is as a dwelling. That means a place where you can be. God said he was going to come and be with his people, and he was going to show them a special way that he was with him, and he would be with all of them in a tent, a special tent. And this special tent was to be called a tabernacle. Inside the tent, Moses was supposed to put the Ark of the Testimony, or the Ark of the Covenant, and then he also was supposed to have a special table and lampstands and lamps and an altar for incense. You know, incense is something that smells nice, and when you burn it, it kind of reminds you of how you can sense the presence of God when you smell the incense. And then there would be a special door for the tabernacle. There was also going to be an altar of burnt offerings, because in the Old Testament, they still offered burnt offerings to God to show how much they appreciated everything that he did for them. And then there was to be a special bowl of water. And there were just so many different things that they were supposed to have. They would take anointing oil, that special oil, and they were to anoint the tabernacle, to consecrate it, kind of like to make it holy, to make it special, to set it aside, to set it apart, so that the people would know this was a really cool place, that they could go and be in the presence of God. Now, we know that God is everywhere. We know that. God's people knew that too. But isn't it nice to have a special place that's a great reminder of God's presence? We have churches that we can go to, and when we're in the church, we sometimes call it God's house, because it's where God dwells. But we also know that God is everywhere, because God can be everywhere at the same time. But the people in the Old Testament, Moses' people, needed that special reminder, just like we do, about where God would be and that he was with them. And so he made many special rules and many special things that were supposed to be done in the tabernacle. And it was a wonderful place where God's people could know that God loved them and cared for them. Isn't it wonderful to know that God cares for us too, and that God is always with us? I'm so glad you joined me today for Storytime with Oma. It was nice to have you here. And so, I want you to remember to be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show love, God's love, to everyone. Bye-bye.